just like take this from the top so I completely understand. So I attempted to move cash from my checking account over to Cash App, a cash-to-cash, completely fiat transaction, and that was declined. I then attempted to purchase Bitcoin directly through Cash App, and that was declined. So then I call my bank, and I ask why, and I get transferred to the fraud department where I confirm that these are my transactions, and you've confirmed that I'm the account holder. Am I all correct so far? Okay, and then you're telling me now that the reason this is happening is because my account has been associated with Bitcoin purchases. And so because of that, I can't fund even cash to my Cash App because Cash App is known to be a Bitcoin or slash cryptocurrency, but they only have Bitcoin provider. Am I correct so far? Okay, and you're telling me that the reason for this is to protect myself and the bank from fraud, even though I'm the account holder telling you this is my transaction, and this is also inhibiting my ability to just transfer cash. And so can you explain to me what the potential fraud risk is there for me just sending cash to Cash App from here? What's the bank's risk of fraud?
There is no risk for fraud, but...
Then why is this a fraud-flagged transaction?
Because the very first transaction for today with Cash App for $1,803.35 was triggered for cryptocurrency. Every transaction after that got flagged also for cryptocurrency. So there's nothing that we can do to change that in the system. We can give it a little bit of time, kind of let it bypass.
I hear you. When did I receive notification that I would no longer be able to use my own money to purchase Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency? I don't remember receiving any type of notification. And I, you know, signed whatever terms of service that you referenced earlier at least 15 years ago. So when was I notified of this and how? Where could I find that?
I'm not sure how you would have been notified, maybe through the app or maybe even through your email. But I don't know if it was sent out like nationwide to all of our customers, but I do know with the transaction right now of being flagged, you should have gotten like a text message.
I did not.
Letting you know, hey, we would have to form it another way.
Yeah, I did not receive any text message from you guys. And also I'm just wondering about how ethical it is to change a term of service of a customer who signed that agreement like at least 15 years ago and not notify them of those policy changes to nationwide customers, like make sure that they know and make sure that they agree again to updated terms of service. I can confidently say I've never received anything like that. Because of my involvement in the space, I would have absolutely remembered that.
For them, I could not answer that because I don't know how they actually sent that out. They never informed us.
Do you know for certain that they did send that out? Because I don't remember ever agreeing to that.
Honestly, I do not know.
Okay. So it's possible. So is it
back from up?
I'm sorry.
Above us, letting us know.
Okay. Is it possible that maybe I was never notified of that, and you guys have just done this, and I'm sitting here now confused because of that? Or are you definitely sure that all customers nationwide of Chase Bank have been notified of this change?
Honestly, I do not know.
Okay.
And I don't want to give you the wrong information.
I appreciate that.
But I do know, accounts that are being blocked, our customers are getting these notifications saying, like, hey, we just need to form it in another way.
I've received no notification. That's why I called. So you're telling me that this flag may, remove itself, but I have to just wait and see. And until then, I cannot even fund my Cash App with cash either. And you admit that there would be probably no liability because at that point, I've moved my cash to another location and theoretically should be able to do whatever I want with it from there, right? Pending, contingent upon that app's terms. I mean, I'm just sitting here feeling like, why can't I do whatever I want with my own money? This is wild. Okay. All right. Do you feel like there's anything else that I should know? Are there any other limitations that are going to be put on my ability to do whatever I want with my money?
As of right now, the only one that we're not working with is cryptocurrency. That's the only one. Other than that, you should be capable of spending your money exactly how you would like.
Okay. And you're saying just that the reason that I can't, that the reason that Chase Bank doesn't want their customers interacting with cryptocurrency is because the bank could be susceptible to fraud?
Yes, and we've already had a high volume of fraud claims already put in for cryptocurrency. So that's when the bank has just elected to not work with them.
Is there anywhere that I can confirm these fraud issues that you guys are claiming you've had with cryptocurrency?
I don't know if that data is available.
Or am I supposed to just like trust you guys that what you're telling me, you know, we said it, so it's true. I mean, I'm, you know, an independent person sitting here just wondering why my ability to transact freely is being infringed upon. So if there really was some sort of mass scale, significant levels of fraud to justify inhibiting customers' ability to transact as they want, I'd love to read about that myself so I can at least, like, understand that, right? And you're saying I can't.
I would say that you would be able to get that from maybe our website, like thechase.com, going to, like, our terms and conditions and policies.
So there would be documentation about actual instances of fraud in the terms of service. I doubt that. All right, thank you.
Like actual like scenarios and like what's been proven, but there should be some kind of data to track that for us.
There should be. We agree that there should be, but I want to say there probably is not. I understand that you're just an employee of the bank, and none of this is on you. You've done a great job just, you know, answering as honestly as you can. I just want to make it very clear as a customer that, in the United States, I am, you know, legally allowed to do whatever I want with my money. And unless I was given an update to acknowledge and sign myself about how my ability to do that might change, I wonder about the legality and ethical merit behind doing that as well. So I just want to go on record as having said that.
Yeah, definitely. I will notate that to your account, so it will be notated. And then if you have any other questions, you can always go down to the branch, they can talk to you, or even going into your account and looking at those policies and terms.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for banking with Chase.